Good morning. I'm your hostess for today, Tarina. Welcome to Declare Victory. Are there any first-time callers? The events are as follows. Today is Tele Tuesday. Share Christ with someone. Tell them how good God is. Remember, we are his hands and feet, and we want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Also, tonight is TNT Bible Study from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Share the word with Pastor LaBelle Jones. You will be blessed. The online prayer request is one from Alejandro for himself. I have mind control spirits. I've been trying to break free from my life. I think I have an open portal. I've been having nightmares all my life. When I was 9 years old, my mom used to make me light cigars and play Ouija boards with her. It ruined my life. These spirits haven't left since then. That's the worst thing you could do to your children. I think about that every day. I can't believe my mom made me do that. Sometimes I pray and ask God, how am I going to do what I was called to do with this demonic curse? And she made me give her my blood. What she basically offered me to demons is a blood contract.
Wait, Tarina. Whose request is that?
Alejandro Carrasco.
Okay, stop. Don't read any more of that. I'll go to the next one.
Okay, that was it.
Okay.
The order of the call is as follows. Scripture, Tanya Porter. Declaration is Angela. Prayer number one is Diane. I need somebody for prayer number two.
I got it.
Okay, thank you so much. Prayer number three is Beverly. Closer today is Deborah Yvonne. I repeat the order again. Scripture, Tanya Porter. Declaration, Angela. Prayer number one is Diane. Prayer number two is... And number three is Beverly. Closer today is Deborah Yvonne. Please don't forget to mute your line by pressing the mute button or star six. I now pass the call over.
Good morning. Excuse me. Today's word is being brought to you by the book of Matthew, chapter 7, starting from verse 7, ending at verse 12, and it reads, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and ye will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatsoever you ask, whatever you want men to do, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. May God have a blessing to his already blessed word as a pastor call.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. This is Angela, and I just want to thank God for this morning. Thank God for blessing us to be in our right mind on this morning. I thank God for another opportunity to come before his people, and do not take that lightly. I'm going to go into this declaration today. I'm going to talk about pain, and prayerfully, I'm not all over the place because it's a lot, and I'm trying to condense it down. So just hold on and just buckle up and take some notes and just ride with me, if you would please. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We worship you on this morning, O God. Father, I am your vessel, God. Use me, O God. Father, let a hot coal be placed upon my lips, O God, and that I speak only what you would have me to speak unto your people, Father. Wash and cleanse and purge me, O God, that your word comes forth in purity and that it comes forth in power. Father, I give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Okay, good morning. I want to talk about turning pain into power, if I could title it that, turning pain into power. It's such a powerful thing for us as believers and even just as human beings, period, even as we watch the Olympics, they've all had to turn their pain into power, especially those that have won gold medals, silver medals, multiple medals, the pain of practicing, the pain of being resisting themselves from various temptations that would pull them back. Those things are painful, and they use that pain and turn it into power. But I'm going to bring this into a spiritual aspect because as saints, we do go through some things because we are peculiar people. We suffer some things. We bounce back. We sway, and we don't fall down. You know, when we do fall down, we get back up. So let's get started. Turning pain into power. What is pain? Pain is an emotion common to us all, regardless of gender, nationality, class, socioeconomic state, mental, or physical. It's unique, however, we all respond to pain in various ways because each individual has a unique pain threshold and tolerance level, and God knows that. How we deal with the hand that we've been dealt, basically, it depends on us. It depends on our history. It depends on where we are mentally. It depends on how we see what has been placed in our hands. We have to know how to deal with pain and developed actually the mastery of turning our pain into power, because pain always has purpose. Pain does not only result from physical disorders, which is a huge thing, but also from emotional disorders, psychological, social, and mainly spiritual factors. It's synonymous with words like affliction, synonymous with torment, sorrow, grief, suffering, and trouble. Physical and emotional pain usually takes the forefront. So in order for us to attempt to overcome pain, we must get to the root of pain, the root of pain. So we have to arm ourselves at all times because pain is inevitable. It has purpose. I'm going to go to this scripture, and a lot of times it's not really tied into, but it has a lot to do with pain. It's not one that's in the forefront that people would use. It's Hosea 10 and 12. It says, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, and break up your fallow ground. For it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rain righteousness upon you." And break up that fallow ground. Breaking up that fallow ground is our history. Breaking up our history, breaking up the root of where the pain comes from. There's something Paul says in 1 Peter 4 and 1. "Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same mind, for he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin." So being armed to suffer. So we know that in the Word of God, when God, he warns us the various things that would come, various things that would come from the thief, the various things that's needed in us to develop us, it's going to come through pain. But most of the time, we don't see that. Most of the time, the pain comes and we fall apart. The pain comes and we go into unforgiveness. The pain comes and we retract. The pain comes, and we get mad at God. So that's the fallow ground that we must break up. Okay? Most of the time, we are reacting instead of responding. Most of the time, we do not go back and take a look at the signs of our pain. And a part of this is also, I'm going to intertwine my testimony in it. So I just wanted to just real quick go through a few things of the necessity of pain. Pain is a necessary evil. Pain is a gift that nobody wants. Pain is an indicator that something is wrong and out of place. Pain is also a sign of the time of delivery, of birthing. No pain is a sign that there is no life. Pain is a sign of change. And we've all heard the term no pain, no glory. And that could be in business, ministry, that could be with our children, that could be in marriages. Pain is connected to the brain, as we all know, and tied to memory. That could help us make the right choice or help us make the wrong choice. Pain can be a motivational tool for something positive. Pain can be a catalyst for innovation, creativity. Pain can be used as two roles. It can have a twofold. What I want to go into and talk about is breaking up that fallow ground, the pain, knowing the root of the pain. Growing up, I dealt with a lot of emotional and physical abuse as a child. I seen it, I felt it, I lived it, didn't know that life outside of that, didn't know that that was abnormal. So it became my norm. So as I grew up in life, as I became a teenager, as I became a young adult, and even into an adult life, not having dealt with the root of pain caused emotional distress, caused poor choices, caused a roller coaster of ups and downs in my life, from finances to relationships, marriage, out with friends, no matter what it was, because of the areas of pain that I did not deal with. So having to go back and deal with those areas of pain, having to take a look at how are you reacting, how are you responding right now, Angela, in this situation. One thing the Lord had to do when I had to deal with one of the most traumatic things in my life, which was divorce, the Lord had to take me back. He had to show me. He said to me, he said, baby girl, not so much a divorce, because these emotional things that come out of it, they were already there. And it was time for you to be healed from these things. So don't focus so much on the divorce, don't focus on blame, but I need you to allow me to get to the root of you, to get to the root of your pain. So that pain that I was in a divorce, was a good pain. Because that pain opened up the door for me to say yes to the Lord for the pain that was trapped in me to be healed. So he took me back in dreams. So dreams, he would take me back to the home that I grew up in. He would take me back and he would walk me through. And I would take a look and I would look at particular times. Oh, I remember when my mom had these particular curtains. Then an event, he would allow me to see an event that happened at that particular time that I related that time with that caused pain. He's like, this is where your rejection came in. And in the dreams, I would say, God, you know, I want to leave. I want to leave. I want to leave. Let's go. Let's go. Next dream, he would take me back to the home, to another particular time. And he would show me, now this pain came in right here. Now this pain is physical abuse. This pain and physical abuse caused fear, and this is where it came in. So I had to deal with it. I had to wake up. I got to the point to where I was like, okay, do I want to go to sleep tonight? Because God, you're going to take me back, and I'm going to have to deal with these things. And even in the dreams, I was crying. I was asking God, take me out of here. I don't want to deal with it, because I did not want to deal with the pain. But it was good for me to deal with the pain, because it was how he was going to free me. So I was staying in bondage when I did not allow him to take me back and deal with the pain. So when God began to do that,
little by little, I started to see a release. I started to see how good this pain was and how now he wants me to use it for the purpose that is upon my life. So dream after dream after dream, he would take me to different places, to each and every stronghold where the pain was. The pain was in rejection. The pain was in low self-esteem. The pain was in seeing physical abuse. The pain was in receiving physical abuse. The pain was in being fearful, being timid. Those things that had me in bondage that I carried around as baggage, which is pack it up, put it in my backpack, take it wherever I go. Because what's comforting to me, I could hide in those things. I didn't have to be real. I didn't have to be me. And I didn't have to be healed, and I didn't have to deal with those things. But the pain that I saw was so huge and so way out there with divorce was actually a catapult for my healing. That pain was used for my purpose. So time went on. I began to write down these various areas that I was dealing with emotionally and how God took me back to heal me from those areas of pain. So as I wrote them down, he said, now I need you to use them as power. And why did he tell me to use them as power? Because when we get delivered from something, the enemy is going to return. He's going to return to come and see, do I still have room in this place? Are you really delivered in this area? So as the enemy would return in different situations, circumstances, and just mentally or even in dreams, I had the power, I had the strength to stand up against every ounce of wickedness, every wiles of the devil that I once feared because I was not healed from the pain and I did not allow the pain to be used as power. Did it strengthen me? Yes. Strengthen me to a point to where I didn't know, but God already knew the strength. He already knew the purpose. He already knew the mandate. He already knew the calling. He already knew what he had purpose for me in my life. And all of that pain has been turned around and placed in me in a place of power now. Now, Angela's not weak. Now Angela can stand on her own. Now Angela can lead someone else to Christ that has dealt with sufferings and pains, and that they can also turn it all into power. Was it hard? Yes, it was, facing each and every thing, and it was a lot. Took some time, but I faced them one by one. Was it fearful? Yes. Was it hurtful? Yes. But being honest with God and being candid with God was the most beautiful thing that I have ever done in my life. So what can I give you to take away with this? The foundation, our foundation. There's a scripture that talks about that God would not put anything on us that we cannot handle. He says, no test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face. All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. He'll never let you be pushed past your limit. He'll always be there to help you come through. And that's 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, and that was the Message version. There is nothing. We will never suffer like Christ suffered. To that extent, we will never. So everything that we have suffered, everything that comes our way, we already have the power to overcome, the power to be victorious in it. So knowing this, knowing that tribulation will happen, we will have tribulation. We're not facing something that's new. So we have to be armed for what's coming, and we have to be able to say, hey, what is this pain? God, this is something that's very uncomfortable. Father, what are you after it comes. Like God says, and I don't have the exact scripture, but I'm paraphrasing. He sits as a refiner's fire. He sits as a refiner's fire. So when I looked up what a refiner does, a silversmith does, a silversmith sits in that hot, hot fire. He has this hunk of dross. He has this hunk of this big, ugly mess that he sits. He puts the hot, hot fire to it. He refines it. He refines it. Takes a look at it. He refines it. He refines it. And that fire is hot. It's hot. It's hot. When I studied it some more, the person that was doing the research said to the silversmith, how do you know when you're done? Because you're just constantly, to me, it looks great. How do you know when you're finished? The silversmith said, because I could see my image in it. That blew me away. So as we go through our pains, as we go through our sufferings, it can be getting real, real hot and be like, God, what in the world? Are you serious? Must I go through this just to be all that you're asking me to be? Or are you serious? Did you really have to go this way? Did you really have to do it just like this to get this out of me? And he's like, yes. And I'm going to sit as a refiner's fire until I can see my image in you. I'm going to keep putting that fire on. Is it painful? Yes. Is it going to have great purpose? Yes, because I created you on purpose, with a purpose, for a purpose. Nothing was by happenstance. So I said that to say, to help someone today to know that the pain has a purpose, and you have to let it have a purpose. Pain can make you crazy, or it can make you be the best person you've ever been. Look back on the suffering and pains. I can raise my hands and I can say, God, I thank you. He said, in all things, give thanks. He didn't say, give thanks for a particular thing, because he knew we wouldn't do that. He said, in all things. Father, this hurts, but I thank you. Father, this doesn't feel good, but I thank you. So let's stay active and watchful, knowing that our pain comes with a purpose. It'll keep us active. It'll keep us effective. It'll keep us operating in God's will. It'll keep us creative. And it will most definitely be very productive in our life. So I pray that someone was blessed by this today. I pray that someone that may be going through something very painful right now, would know that your pain has a purpose, not just for nothing. It's not just for happenstance, but seek God. Allow him to rebuild that foundation in you. Allow him to rebuild. Allow him to break up that fallow ground and lay down a new foundation so he can make a new you out of the beauty of pain. So amen. God bless you. And I pass the call.
Father God, I thank you today just for being able to breathe, just for being above ground this morning. God, I thank you for covering us as we slumber and slept, for bringing us to the dawning of a new day. God, I'm so grateful for you today. I love you, Father God. I just thank you today. I thank you for Susie, for greeting Tarina, for hosting. And I thank you for that scripture by Sister Tracy and Matthew. But God, I just thank you for Angela, for bringing that awesome word on pain, God, and for some of us, for reiterating, Father God, the purpose behind our pain. And for those who don't know, God, I pray that they learn something today and that we all, each of us on this call, will embrace the pain that comes before us. for Father God, for all things that come into our lives. God, you have allowed it to, for the purpose to build us up, for the purpose of learning, for the purpose of helping someone else through whatever they're going through. So God, today, help us to embrace that which comes our way, Father God. Help us to embrace the pain. Help us to seek you in understanding why we have the pain. God, you said those things that come into our lives are not just for us, but for all those who are onlookers, all those who you bring in our path, Father God, those who are going through similar things. So God, help us to embrace whatever comes our way and depend on you for your strength in us. Depend on you for understanding. Depend on you for learning. Depend on you for healing and deliverance. God, for you are the gods who sit high and look low. God, you are the God who makes our crooked path straight. God, you are the God who created us, the creator of the universe. God, you are the God who possesses the heaven and the earth. God, and I thank you this morning for being able to use me for your glory. God, and I just thank you for that message. So God, I come to you today interceding on behalf of your people. So God, whatever we may be going through, whatever pain, God, you're so much bigger than anything that we can ever fathom or go through, any pain that we could ever have. For God, there's no pain greater than the pain that you suffer, Lord Jesus, on the cross. And you said that everything we need today is at the foot of the cross. So God, I bless your name today as I intercede on behalf of your people. God, use me for your glory. So Father God, I pray for those who will come after me, Imani, Beverly, and Devrivon. God, bless them indeed, oh God. Bless their families, bless their homes. God, and I pray and I lift up Dion, the visionary whom you've given this vision to, whom you've brought it to pass, and God, for blessing her life and that you continually bless her life and that you meet her every need, oh God. God, bless her mother, bless her children, bless her siblings. God, bless everything that she touched, oh God. Father God, feed her, teach her, continue to grow her, God, and continue to bless her and keep her in your grace and your mercy. So, God, I lift up Tunisia to you this morning. God, she's asking for prayer for Lois, who lost her daughter, Crystal, God. God, you said, for those who mourn, oh God, they shall be comforted. So, God, I'm praying on their behalf. God, intercede for them. God, comfort them in their loss. For God, death is so hard for us to take, Lord God, to deal with. But God, we all must go through this. We are born to die, oh God. So God, in the midst of their sorrows, I pray, dear Lord, that you comfort them, that you bring healing to their bodies and strength to their bones, oh God. And for all those who have lost loved ones this year, God, who have families with failing health, those who are fighting life-threatening disease, cancer, God, I lift up the little six-year-old girl, Lord God. God, I pray that you bring healing to her body, Lord God. Touch her with your finger of love. Lord God, just bring healing to her, God. I pray that she knows you in the pardons of her sins, oh God. For Father, she's six. And God, you said the babies and those who have mental illness and those who can't care for themselves, they already, Lord God,
in your hands. So, God, I just pray your covering over her family, God. Strengthen them, Father God, and just bring healing to her body. For, God, we're trusting you today. God, you said that which we pray for, we must believe, God, that it may bring healing to our body. God, and I thank you today, Lord God, for each of them. For the little girl, Lord God, I don't remember her name, but God, you know who she is. So, Father God, I just pray that you touch her and heal her body. And, God, I pray for Lois, Crystal's mother, Lord God, just strengthen her today. And, Father God, for the young man who believes he has demons, Lord God, I lift him up to you. For God, I just pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your covering over his body. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray, Father God, that you heal him right now. God, that he seek you in all things, for you are the God who delivers. God, you are the God who heals. But, Father God, there's a battle going on. And, God, you gave us a weapon. You said the greatest weapon is your word. God, you always combat evil with the word of God. So, God, I pray that you touch him today. If you don't know you in the parts of his sins, God, I pray for his salvation today. I pray that he turn from his sinful ways, Lord God, the way of the world, turning towards you, turning toward Jesus, that he may be saved. Father God, receiving your salvation plan, that he may have eternal life. So, God, I just pray that you cover him today. Cover his mind, God. God, strengthen him, oh God. Be his mind keeper, God. Be the gateway to his mind, his heart. So, God, I just thank you today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just give you praise, and I continue to lift up Sister Julia and Mother Dupree. God, I pray your covering over her. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you so much today. I thank you for bringing us home safe, oh God, for you are the God who protects, delivers, and heals. You are the God who saves. So, God, I give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you have your way in the lives of your people today. In Jesus' name, as I pass the call.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, we just thank you and continue in that vein, God. I thank you for Diane, God. I thank you for Angela and the declaration, God. I thank you for her heart share, Lord God. I bless you. Simply for being God, for being sovereign, for seeing all and understanding all, God, and for giving us an understanding this morning. God, I pray for every prayer request that was submitted, Lord. I pray for the family that lost their son. God, I thank you, Lord, for being their covering, for being their hope. God, for being their peace in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for each and every individual on the call today, Lord God. I ask, oh God, that you give them what they need today, this hour. God, be their strength, be their shield, be their buckler. God, be their hope, God, and their patience and understanding this morning, God. Thank you, Lord God, that while we're praying, you are yet answering. And I ask, oh God, that you would continue to remind us, God, that you intercede for us. God, that you are sitting on the right hand of the Father, God, that every single word that we say, Lord God, you interpret on our behalf so that it translates into what you would have be declared. So, God, I thank you for soundness of mind this morning. I thank you for a heart that desires to serve you this morning from your people, God. I thank you for bowed down heads, God. I thank you for a willingness to surrender to your great and matchless will, God. I thank you this morning, God, that we are warring, God, that we are in the process of fighting for our lives, Lord God. I thank you for the great surrender this morning. I thank you, Lord God, that you've covered our children, and God, that you've given us what we need to go in our workplaces and be a blessing, Lord God, to be the light in dark places, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that we are even in a season of being tilled, God, and plowed, Lord God, that we're being tenderized, Lord God, that your word would saturate our hearts, Lord God. Give us a mind to be hungry and to thirst after righteousness, for your word declares, they that hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. Lord God, I thank you for every man and woman of God in this hour, in this season. Lord God, I thank you for every person that you've chosen specifically, God, to rightly divide the word of truth. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the missionaries and the evangelists, God, that travel to and fro, God, speaking in dead places, Lord God. I thank you. Thank you for the pastors and the teachers, God, that you're raising up in this hour, Lord God, for a lost generation, God, a lost people. Lord God, continue to build your kingdom through your people, Lord God. Continue to transform hearts and renew minds, God, and regulate thought processes in the name of Jesus. God, we come against every spirit of frustration and depression and anxiety, Lord God. We come against every interruption that the enemy might attempt to interject, Lord God. We come against anything that exalts itself above you, God. We cast down every false imagination right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you are our center, that you're our fortress, Lord God, that we can do nothing without you, Lord God, but through you we can do all things, God. I thank you for the blood this morning, God, that covers a multitude of faults. God, I thank you this morning for Calvary's cross, Lord God, which is keeping us mindful, God, that had it not been for you on our side, God, we'd be lost, God. We'd be forgotten. We'd be downtrodden, God, but because of your blood, God, because of your blood, we can continue to move forward, God. Because of your blood, we are redeemed, God. Because of your blood, we are made new in the name of Jesus. God, continue to keep the babies. Continue to keep their minds and their hearts, Lord God. God, continue to teach them who they are in and through you, God. Let them know that they're capable in the name of Jesus. God, continue to watch over and keep our marriages. Lord, you know all about them. God, give them great communication skills. God, give them the ability to get from point A to point B with you in mind, understanding and knowing that marriage is ministry. God, and for those that are single, God, I pray that you would continue to keep us, God. Continue to keep our bodies and our minds, Lord God, focused, fixed, and stayed on you. God, help us to continue to wait in the name of Jesus. God, and then for those that are sick and afflicted, oh God, I thank you that you're Jehovah Jireh, you're Jehovah Nisei, you're Jehovah Sikkenu, but most importantly, God, you're Jehovah Rapha. God, continue to be our healer. God, we know that by your stripes we're healed. God, touch our bodies and any infirmity, God, the infirmities of our mind, the infirmities of our hearts, God, the infirmities of our emotions. God, I thank you for Angela and sharing the compartmentalization of our lives. God, walk us through each room, each corridor, each hallway of our heart, Lord God, repair, restore, revive, refresh, and renew. God, for every person connected to this line, for every prayer warrior, God, I thank you for their heart, God, and I pray a triple portion. Lord God, bless them indeed for their faithfulness, Lord God. God, for their consistency, God. You know each and every one of them, God. Bless them indeed, Lord God. Strengthen their cords and stakes on the left and on the right, God, for soon they'll be bursting. God, bless them with long life and great health, Lord. You said in your word, beloved, above all I would, that you would prosper and be in good health. God, give them health. God, I thank you this morning that you know the thoughts and the plans that you have for our lives, plans to prosper us and give us an expected end. God, help us to anticipate the expected end without being anxious, but in all things, prayer and supplication. God, I thank you for being everything that we need. I bless you. I give you the glory. I give you the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. And God, I thank you.
Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I thank you for everyone who has come before me and my sister who will follow me. Bless them all, Lord, for their commitment to serve. Continue blessing everyone that is on this line. We thank you and praise your name. Father in heaven, holy is your name. We lift your name over our cities. We cry out for revivals in the churches, salvation, healing, and deliverance. May the leaders preach the whole truth of the Bible. Pour your Holy Spirit out and cause us to fall on our faces. We love you and we know you love the people of our cities. So come in great power and give us all a supernatural experience that will turn lives around in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just come thanking you for bringing so many into your kingdom. We ask that you would bless your children with great love and boldness to love our neighbors and both live out and speak the gospel clearly, root out sin and self-deception to make us shine brightly. Open the eyes and hearts of all to discern good from evil, truth from error, and come to you, God, for your honor and glory and our good. We praise you and we thank you for your amazing grace upon our sins. Father in heaven, we pray and ask that your multitudes would hear you, calling them unto salvation through your Son, Jesus. Send forth your servants here to proclaim salvation once again while there's still time to hear you. We thank you, Father. Father, that your eyes are upon our shepherds, our church leaders, and church. Your ears are attentive to their prayers, and your face is against those who plot evil against them. Know that in all things you work for the good of those who serve and love you. Will you not graciously guide us to possess your kingdom for Christ? And who can accuse our leaders who are daily interceded? Therefore, in all things we are more than conquerors. Thank you, God. Lord, we pray for the favor of you, Father God, the authority of you, and the harvest of the Lord to belong to our pastors, our church leaders, and our churches. Teach us to do our part in helping, serving, giving, teaching, or any other area that there is a need. Teach us also how to pray against all powers of this dark world and the spiritual forces of darkness in heavenly realms. Lord, protect us as we wage warfare in all levels of worship, prayer, and service on behalf of your servants who lead us. We thank you, God, for them. We bind the evil forces of rebellion, seduction, and presumption from attacking them, our pastors, our leaders, and our church. We thank you, God. We cast them down, never more to rise and destroy. We declare they are under our feet in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that no weapon formed against our pastors, leaders, and church will prosper. Every tongue raised against them will be cast down. Rumors and gossip will be turned aside. We pray that your presence and peace keep them, that they will dwell in the shadows of the Most High and will be delivered from terror, darts of doubt, and disease. Set your angels upon them, about them. No power of the enemy shall harm them. We take authority over evil powers of deception, intimidation, and destruction. We bind them in the name of Jesus and cast them far from our pastors, our leaders, and our churches. Father, we pray that your abundant life would flood and fill their lives. Thank you, God. Thank you. God of ages, in your sight, nations rise and fall and pass through times of peril. Now, when our land is troubled, be near to judge and save. May leaders of this nation be led by your wisdom. May they search your will and see it clearly. If we have turned from your way, help us to reverse our ways and represent. Give us your light and your truth to guide us through you, Jesus Christ, who is Lord of lords and King of kings. Today I pray for our nations. I ask that you would give our president wisdom beyond his own understanding and the courage to choose the right path, no matter how narrow the gates. I pray for all in authority over us that you would give them the grace and the strength to stand against the temptations to use power as a weapon, but rather to carry it reverently as one would a child. I pray for the spiritual leaders of our country that are in office, that they would hear your voice and know your heart. I pray that they would lead from their knees and by that simple grace bring each one of us to our knees before your throne, Father God. Have mercy on our nation. For every senator, assembly member, mayor, council member, and their staff members, remind them that they are representatives of you, God, more than of the people. Let them not pass bills and make rules to please the majority, watering down your law. Give them the convictions that they must obey God more than men, and that they must please you more than people, because it is you, God, who gave them that authority. There is no government anywhere that God has not placed in power. We plead the blood of Jesus over our troops and their families. Father, our troops have been sent to war as peacekeepers and conquerors. We petition you, Lord, for the safety of our military personnel. We ask you, Lord, to comfort them in the midst of this turmoil and to show them that they are not forgotten. Lord, this is no small mission that our armed forces will walk away from and forget about in a couple of hours. This is life. This is for keeps. A life or death fight to the finish against the devil and all his angels. We know, Lord, that all power and authority, both in heaven and earth, belong to you. We petition heaven to turn our troops into real peacekeeping force by pouring out the glory of God through our men and women in various parts of the world. We plead the power of the blood of Jesus, asking you to manifest your power. We ask you on behalf of the citizens of these countries on both sides of the conflict. They all have experienced pain and heartache. They are all victims of the devil's strategies to steal, kill, and destroy. We pray mightily that they will come to know you, Jesus, who came to give us life and life more abundantly. We stand in the gap for the people of the war-torn land. We expect an overflowing of your goodness and glory in those lives. We thank you, God. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you provide comfort and safety for the families, who provide support of the system. Uplift and edify those who have been left to raise the children by themselves. Jesus, give these parents wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification through your Holy Spirit. Comfort them, comfort the lonely, and strengthen the weary. Heavenly Father, we are looking forward to that day when the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of you, God, as the waters cover the sea. In the name of Jesus, as I pass the call.
Amen. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that we once again, we all came together this morning on one mind and one accord, and that is to give you praise, Lord. We thank you for the reminders that you give us each and every morning, Lord, in regards to our walk, in regards to the word that you have to say to each and every one of us. And I thank you, Lord, for pouring back into everyone, Lord Jesus, that was the greeter, the hostess, the scripture reader, the Angela, and all the prayer warriors, Lord, I thank you for pouring back into them, Father God. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord. We thank you, Father God, Jesus, that we woke up with no pain, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that we're able to walk, Lord. We're able to speak, Lord. We're able to think, Lord Jesus. And I thank you that you woke us up this morning with the mind, Lord Jesus, to honor you, Lord Jesus, and the renewing of our mind from your word this day, Father God. We just thank you for all the blessings that you have done for us and that you are doing for us and you're setting up our future, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that no matter how hard the pain, Lord, that we know is for our promotion, Lord. We know it's for our advancement, Lord. We know that it's working out the world that was in us, because none of us was born into righteousness. We were all born into sin, Lord Jesus. And we have a lot of things in us, Lord, that is not of you, but you want us to be like you, Father God. So as we go through this pain, Lord Jesus, is working out all the things that's in us that you know is not good for us, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, that we let you complete your process, Lord, from glory to glory, Lord Jesus. And we, during that time, no matter how it looks, no matter how it feels, because it doesn't feel good, Lord Jesus, but
but we know, Lord Jesus, that you always have our best interest at hand, Father God, and that you are shining us, Lord Jesus, and you are working things out in us that shouldn't be there, Lord. So we thank you, Father God, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have your joy and we have your strength to go through it, Father. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we may not understand everything, but the main thing is that we trust, we believe, and receive your strength, Lord Jesus. And we stay connected to you by our faith, Father God. And that also as we go through, Lord, we are resting in you, Lord Jesus, and we are standing in the peace that you have already given us, Father God. And we are listening to the Holy Spirit and what he tells us to do and not do, Lord Jesus. Well, I just thank you, Father God, that we know, Lord Jesus, and we're learning, Lord Jesus. We're not, and we are also maturing in you, Lord Jesus, because we are learning about you. We're learning your word, Lord Jesus, and we are applying, we are practicing your word in our lives, Father God. So I thank you for everyone that's here, Lord. I thank you for meeting everyone's need this day, Father God. I thank you for blessing all of their commutes and to keep everyone safe, Lord. I plead your blood over the saints and our families this day, Father God. And I thank you if anyone's not feeling good, Lord, and all the others, Lord Jesus, that by your stripes, Lord, that we are healed from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Father. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we keep our focus on you, not looking to the left and not looking to the right, but looking to you in all situations, Lord Jesus. I thank you that you are our way, you are the truth, and you are the life, Father God. And I thank you that no weapon, I mean no weapon that is formed against us, it may be formed, but it will not prosper, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you for the love that we will walk this day, because everything is covered in love, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that all of our conversations will be full of your wisdom and your wisdom and grace, Father God, and it will be seasoned with salt so that we will know how to answer everyone that comes our way this day, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are our shepherd, and we shall not lack. We shall not lack in our finances. We shall not lack in our relationships. We shall not lack in our health, Father God. And we just thank you. We thank you for the future, Lord. We thank you for the path that you have us on right now. We thank you, Father God, that your word is a lamp to our feet, Lord, and a light to our path. And we have taken an oath and confirmed it, that we will follow your righteous laws, Lord. We may have suffered much, Lord, but, oh, Lord, you preserve our life according to your word, Lord. And we accept, oh, Lord, we ask you to accept the willing praise of our mouth, Lord, and teach us your law. And though we constantly take our life in our hands, we would not forget your law, Lord. For the wicked have set a snare for us, but we have not strayed from your precepts, and your statutes are our heritage forever, and they are the joy of our heart, and our heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end. And I mean keeping everything to the very end, Father God, because again, you are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for everything you've done for us. We thank you for our jobs. We thank you for our families. We thank you that we have places to sleep, Lord. We thank you for the food that you give us each and every day. We thank you for our finances. We thank you for our health. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for all in all, Lord. And we thank you that you are teaching us. And we thank you that we hunger and thirst for your righteousness, Lord. We hunger and thirst for your word, Father God. And we thank you that we are in right standing with you because of what you did for us on the cross, Lord. Everything's been paid for, Lord. And we know that we are your beloved, Lord. We are your children, Lord. And we are the children of the Most High, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that we are seated in Christ Jesus at the right hand of God, Lord Jesus. We are seated in Christ, Lord, and we take our place. We take our place to be seated as we rest in you, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for all that you're doing for us. So as we all take our phone off mute, Lord, we will give you praise, Lord. We will honor you with telling you how much that we love you, Father God, because nothing is wasted. Nothing is in vain. Each praise that go up to you, Lord, each word that we say, Lord, as we walk in love, Lord Jesus, as we walk in peace, Father God, and as we walk in joy, nothing is wasted, Lord Jesus. I lift up our families, Lord. I lift up our children unto you, Lord. I lift up our grandchildren, our grown children unto you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that they are choosing life this day and not death, Lord. I thank you for covering them all with the blood of Jesus, Lord. I thank you that we all in our families choose life and not death, Father God. We just thank you for everything, Lord. So I thank you as we give you praise, Father God, that we honor you, Lord Jesus, and we just thank you for all, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you today.
Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Thank you for everything, Lord. I thank you for Deanna and her family, Lord, for blessing her. For Tanya and her family, Lord, for blessing her. And for blessing everyone that's on this call and their family, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are your beloved, Lord. We are your precious, Lord Jesus. And I thank you that we know who we are, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your praise, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for blessing Brother Jeff, Lord, for blessing Tim, Lord Jesus, for blessing Brother Eric and his wife, Lord Jesus, Sister Julia, Lord Jesus, Sister Diane, Lord Jesus, oh, Sister Ruth, Father God, I thank you for blessing her, Father God, and her family and her business, Lord Jesus. I thank you for blessing Sister Latoya, Lord, Latanya, Lord Jesus. Thank you for blessing Delandre, Lord Jesus. Thank you for blessing everyone, Lord Jesus, on this call, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for blessing Pamela, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you for everyone, Lord Jesus, and the families, Father God. I just thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for your word.
I will praise. I will worship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for blessing Sister Angela, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, Tarina, Lord Jesus, Susie, Lord Jesus, oh Jesus, thank you, Father God, thank you, Lord Jesus, Sister Gloria, Lord Jesus, thank you for blessing her, Julia, Sister Juliet, Lord Jesus, thank you for blessing her, Lord Jesus, thank you for blessing Miss D, Lord Jesus, thank you, Father God, thank you for blessing her, Lord Jesus, covering her, Lord Jesus, renewing her mind this day, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
A persuasion, God, but it is through and by your precious blood. We thank you for your blood today, God. The blood that cleanses us.
We raise
the blood that heals us by your stripes. We are God. Thank you for your blood that covers us.
We will adore you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, we bless you today.
God, we bless you today. God, we bless you today because of your glory.
There's none like you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
No one compares to you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you that you are King of all kings.
Thank you, Jesus,
that you are Lord of all lords.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you that you are not a man.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you that you understand and know that it's against your nature to lie.
Thank you, Jesus.
That we can help on the
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
By
your stripes, Lord Jesus, she's healed, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord
God.
We love you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that anything that concerns us concerns you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are anxious for nothing, Lord, that we bring everything to you with prayer, petition, with thanksgiving, Lord Jesus. And we make our requests known to you, Father God. We speak it out, Father God. And the peace of God, Lord Jesus, will protect our hearts and our minds in you, Lord Jesus. So, Father God, Lord Jesus, we thank you for that you are a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, Father God. And, Lord, we thank you for everyone that spoke out to you to give you praise, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing the love, life, and victory of this call, Lord Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus, amen and amen. As I pass the call, thank you, Father God.
Hello, and welcome again to Declare Victory. My name is Trina. I'm your hostess. I hope you've been blessed by the call. Were there any first-time visitors that did not get to say hello? Is there anyone that joined the call late and did not get to say hello or good morning?
Good morning. This is Duratio.
Good morning, Duratio.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Barbara.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning,
family. Ruth. Okay, her Ruth. Anyone else?
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Cindy.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Ms. Fred.
Good morning. Anyone else?
Good morning, family. It's Dondria.
Good morning, Andrea. Okay, well, we hope that you can join us for the next segment of the call, which is Love, Life, and Victory portion. Thank you, and have a blessed day. I now pass the call over to Angela.
And praise the Lord, and welcome to Love, Life, and Victory. And thank God for you on this morning. And I just wanted to open it up, and I know it was a lot kind of condensed, and the next time I do a declaration, I'm actually going to do a second part to it because it's really can go beyond what I did discuss, and there's so many avenues. So I pray that you all were blessed. Now, is there any comments, questions before we get going? Okay. Well, amen. I just one question I wanted to throw out there. Has anyone had to deal with a place of pain that they did not realize was for their benefit? No one? Okay. Well, there's just one little thing I wanted to read before. Talking about facing pain. One thing I did have to realize was that what I was facing was not something new. And that the battle was already won. And someone else has already overcome it. And I knew that. Can someone mute? If someone can mute their phone, please. Thank you so much. When I read the 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, that verse promises us that we will not face any hardship or persecution that is beyond our ability to handle. Even though things come strong, situations are very strong, very sharp, and we wonder, my gosh, this really hurts. This is really a bad place for me right now. But he said, we will not suffer anything that he has not already equipped us with. He's not already given us the power to overcome. And he's not already given us the resources to come through it in his word. And just know for sure that God will not permit anything to come our way that is not supposed to come our way. He will not permit anything to happen that we are not going to be overcomers in. He's not in the child abuse business, if I may say. He's not a child abuser. He's not trying to hurt us. He's not trying to condemn us and make us look bad. When adversity, trials, suffering come, we have his grace, and it's sufficient to win every single battle. And just know that we have the strength to overcome it. And when we allow God to really, really dig deep and show us why we're angry, show us why we're nasty, show us why we're defensive, show us why we're fearful. It came from a place of pain. It generated somewhere. Amen. Is there anyone else? Anyone would like to say anything or have a comment or question?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning, Angela. It's Dee. I'm sorry, I was trying to get out of the room where the baby was sleeping, so not to wake her, but amazing shares always. And pain is that gift that nobody wants, but it's going to come no matter what, and it is a sign that we are alive, and there is a purpose for the pain. So I just thank you for just reminding us to go through it and press and trust the process and learn from whatever it is. And just an indication that we are still yet alive and that he will never put more on us than we can bear. And I'm just reminded of Job when I'm going through the painful things of life because, the more you grow spiritually, it's just the more I think the test is or the stronger, the fight is, I would say. And we have to just continue to fight the good fight of faith and know that he's got us no matter what. And that is part of long suffering too. So pain is just part of this walk that we're in. But like you said, there's no pain too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for him to do for us. So I just thank you, sister, and I just really, truly appreciate your sound. It's soothing. So as I was laying there listening to you share and just some things, because, again, it's all tied into our mind, the mind of the battlefield, and just I'm having pain in my physical body, but I'm trusting God through it and knowing that he is everything. Yeah. As Dion was praying, he's Jehovah Jireh, he's Jehovah Shalom, he's Jehovah Rapha, he's just everything. And this pain, there's a purpose for it. So not to be fearful, just trust it and go through the process. And I just, again, thank you, sis, and I love you to life.
Amen. Hey, I love Angela. You, too. Thank you so much. Hi.
Hi, this is Deborah Yvonne. Good morning to everybody, and good morning to you. Thank you so much for your declaration. I agree with Sister Didi that, the pain is a part of our Christian walk because we were all born into sin. So there's a lot of things in us that God is trying to work out, and it's not going to work out easy because everything all around us backs up that action or that way. So when the Lord is changing us, it is painful because it's going against everything that we grew up on or we know that and we've seen in this world. So this is a common process, and the pain, my goodness, when you really go through it, it really is pain, kind of like inside, I mean, it really does hurt. But you know what? I look forward to the reward. And even though I'm in this pain, and it's been times, a lot of times when I have cried, but I said, Lord, help me to go through it. I need your strength because this is good because you are doing a work in me. You are making me shine more like you. And so, and then even though I'm crying, I said, Lord, just help me to get through this thing because I want to get through this thing faster. I don't want to have to keep going around the same circle or because I'm trying to wiggle out of it or I'm trying to find a shortcut through it that I'm going to have to go through it again. No, I said, Lord Jesus, just help me, even though I'm crying. Just help me to get through this because I don't want to have to keep going through this same thing. So if we can just understand, I take it like a classroom, like when we're in school, we don't necessarily like taking a quiz every week or taking our exam at the end because it's painful. It takes out our time. We got to study. We don't know when he's going to pop us that question or what kind of question he's going to, you know, give us. And it's painful because it takes away from our fun life. Well, the same thing in the Lord. Just transfer that over. He's doing this work, and so we can be more like him. We can be an ambassador like him. So we just let him have the process, and we're going to come out better in the long run, not only for us, but for everybody else that he connects to us. Okay. Thank you, Angela.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you, Sister Dee and Deborah Yvonne. I truly appreciate your words, and yes, absolutely, ditto to you both. And as you both were talking, I was sitting here thinking about how it really is, like Dee Dee was saying when she was laying there, it really is a mindset. It really is a mindset. And Paul said something. You know, Paul was bad. Paul was bad. That's all I could just call him. That's just, Paul was just bad. In 2 Corinthians 12 and 10, Paul said, and it's the NIV version, he said, listen to this, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecution, in difficulties. But when I am weak, then I am strong. It's because God told us his grace is sufficient. It's his grace that empowers us. It's his grace that's our strength. He said, I delight in insults and hardships. You know, when you think about that, it's like, can you say that? Can you say what Paul says? I just delight in being slandered. I just delight in being, you know, like, wow, Paul, you really showing us, you know, it's just really the way it's supposed to be because he was coming from a place of, hey, you know, for God I live, for God I die. That's where he was coming from. It was no flesh. He was like, I count everything as done. You know, it's no question. I'm like, okay, God, you know, I got to get there. I got to get there in weakness and in insults and hardships and persecution, difficulties. Wow. Amen, Paul. Angela. You're bad. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, team. Good morning. You know, just listening, just a very thought-provoking declaration that you have declared over our lives this morning. So thank you. I love to hear you share. It comes from a genuine place, and I hear your passion in your delivery. So I just want to thank you for just being obedient and reminding us, you know, that when we go through God, he doesn't leave us. He's still there. You know, as I was listening to everyone talk, I thought about when I was a little girl growing up in the church, you would hear the older saints or the seasoned saints say something like, baby, if you don't pass the test, you're going to go back through it. And I used to wonder, I was a little girl, why would God do that? Why are you testing us? And why would he try to pass a test? And now I see that all that testing, hallelujah, was to build character, was to make you stronger. And I read something recently that said, you know, it's in those dark times that God is training you to listen to his voice so that when you're on top or when you come out, you will know his voice even more because you'll be sharp and you'll be keen on what he's saying. I mean, I've come to the place now when I'm in my trials and in my valleys that I'm looking, okay, God, I know there's something here for me. I know you're going to send a word. I know you're going to send clarity. I know you're going to send help because I'm in this valley and I can't do nothing but wait to hear your voice. you know. Yeah. So that's the place I am now, where I trust God, even though it doesn't look good, and logic says, man, you need to do something. But I'm trusting God. I'm not moving in myself.
Yeah.
I'm not doing what I would have done in the past. I would have took care of things that would have been done, finished, fixed. But
right,
I'm at the place
right.
now where I'm just like, Lord, I trust you. Where are we going? Well, okay, I'm going to sit right here. Well, did you say
yes.
something? Girl, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yes. No, absolutely. I'm with you. I'm so with you. I'm so with you because my timing, my doing, everything about me, you know, I'm like, okay, let's fix it. Let's get this done. Let's roll and
That's
move.
Right. Yes.
But I have to. No. God's like, no. Because you will be repeating that test. And who wants
right.
to do that, you know, especially when we mm-hmm. mature and we know now, we've been in this game, we've been in it, we're in the thick
yeah.
of it, we know. These trials and tests, they come, they're for our mm-hmm. benefit, they're to help us. You know, and I was talking to some young adults, and they were talking about, it was kind of like about timing and about doing stuff. When God sends a word, like we're in church, you know, or just hearing a word, just in the ministry, or we could be watching something, you know, we're hearing a word. That particular time that God says to move, when he says, this is what I want you to do right now, when you hear that word and that door is open, that's when you're going to have the benefit of what he's telling you to do. So if God says, you know, move right now, you know, move in forgiveness right now, he lays somebody on your heart, that window is open for that person to receive it and everything, right? So then if we don't, we do it on our own timing, we're trying to I'm going to wait or whatever, I'm going to wait for the perfect time, it's not going to work because,
right.
And I said to them, I said, check this out, because let's just say, for instance, God has already written in heaven, October 2nd, this is what's supposed to happen for you, be it naturally or spiritually. But before October 2nd, I've opened up all these windows. I need you to clean this up here. I need you to obey me here. I need you to be in my timing here. All that is working out for my good because October 2nd, this is what I need
wow.
you to do. Then we wouldn't know that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like telling them, I was like,
that's
we wouldn't
good.
Know that.
Yeah.
We would not know that. That's why he wants us to be obedient because we don't know what he has for us that's coming up because everything, he's an orderly God and everything is in his perfect timing. So I am with you, Sister Cindy. I am, I've learned.
Yes.
Yeah, I will hear it now, even hear it now. I'll be like, God, I don't want to take the test again. I'm going to obey you as much as I know, demand it, I'm going to repent, do what I need to do because it's greater to be in his will and to be in his timing and in his order. So, amen. And I thank God for you mentioning that. I know I went way out there, but amen.
That's good stuff. Yes.
Praise God. Amen. So, like I was saying, it is a lot because there's so many aspects of it. You know, some stuff can be like, God, seriously? You know, you'll be, well, at least I do. I talk to God. We talk. You like, God, seriously? Does it really need to be this? And he's like, yeah. You know, I know the depths of you. So this is what needs to be done for me to get to the depths of you because he looks at us and he doesn't want us laden down with the heaviness of the sin of life and what the devil has put in us, what we've allowed the devil to put in us, what we've done wrong, you know, the doors and stuff that we've opened, other people opened from us from being abused to stuff, poor choices we've made. And he looks, he's like, no, I want my child clean. So he's going to clean us up from his eyes. And yeah, sometimes that pain does not feel good. You know, I even tell my kids, like, you know, how come this, you know, this scrape, how come it itches, you know, and mom, it's itching, and if I scratch it, then it hurts. I'm like, you know, it's healing. Yeah, it hurts, it's healing. But it hurt when I fail. Yeah, I know it hurt when you fail, but it's also hurting because it's healing. It's reforming its skin and cells and just putting back some stuff on top of that. So, amen. I do need to cut this a little short. I have to get my children to school. School's back in already. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, I do need to run off and get them to school. But I thank God for you all. I pray that we all have a prosperous an expectant day, you know, and as we, myself too, and what I just always love to tell people is miracle signs and wonders have to be a norm for us. You know, an expectancy of great things throughout the day, expectancy of you know, walking to the mailbox. Oh, yeah, it's a check, you know. I love it. Just expectancy of great things, and I pray that we all are covered in his blood and that we continue to lift each other up in prayer in these very trying times that we're in, and praying for each other's families and children, and because we are the saints of the Most High God, you know, our what's close to us is attack first, our mind, our children, family members, and we just want to pray the covering upon us all, especially here in the West Coast. So I just thank God for you all. Have a wonderful and blessed day. May God continue to prosper you. May he open up vision for you today and cause you to always think big and think grand. Amen. So you all have a wonderful, wonderful day. God bless you, and I love you all.
Have a blessed one.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Be blessed and encouraged.
To look at the video.